A Sustainable Model, page 9. Answer questions 1 to 8 in English according to the article. In questions 1, 3, 4, and 6, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What do we learn about eco-villages from paragraph 1? 1. Why they are widely adopted. 2. When they became popular. 3. What their goal is. 4. How they reduce pollution. 2. According to paragraph 2, what is the meaning of sustainability? Complete the sentence. 2. 3. How do eco-villages reduce their impact on the environment? Paragraph 2. 1. By using only wind power for all their energy needs. 2. By growing food locally and using renewable energy sources. 3. By using environmentally friendly forms of transportation. 4. By focusing only on self-sufficiency rather than conservation. 4. What are we told about eco-villages in paragraph 3? 1. Why making decisions can be challenging for their members. 2. How their members divide responsibilities equally. 3. Which rules must be followed in them. 4. How they communicate with other eco-villages. 5. According to Christensen, why might members in larger villages struggle to solve problems? Lines 26 to 28. Complete the sentence. Members might. 6. What do we learn from paragraph 4? 1. Why is it important to have a small community? 2. Why most eco-villages fail? 3. How the eco-village in Oregon became self-sufficient? 4. Why the eco-village in Oregon shut down? 7. What is one way modern city planners could apply ideas from eco-villages? Paragraph 5. Complete the sentence by 8. What is the challenge mentioned by Mike Christensen in lines 45 to 47? Complete the sentence to